This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today, my friend?
Well, not too bad. Good to be back. Had a little pause there for a week.
Well, you were back last week.
Yeah, I was here. Yeah. I wasn't here Saturday for a sports show.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You didn't miss much on the sports show.
No. Well,
those guys were always busy.
I wasn't here, so yeah. Couldn't have been good.
Yeah, we talked with Randy Legender for the first time in a long time. They were celebrating the 20th. That's hard to believe. 20 years since Staunton won the state title.
Yeah.
And they did the celebrations. We talked with Randy Legender about that. I'm not going to say I felt old, but I realized how fast time flies.
Yeah.
Because I remember that when it like yesterday, and now it's 20 years down the road. So, anyway, we've got a good guest here.
Yes, we do.
Lisa Reike from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Montgomery and Macoupin Counties is our guest, and we'll have that conversation right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, our guest this week from Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's Lisa Reike. Lisa, welcome to the program, my friend. How are you today?
Great, thank you.
And we are here to talk about the big fundraising campaign that Big Brothers Big Sisters does every year. And in fact, we were talking about this during the break. It's in its seventh year.
Yep. 7 years already. Hard to believe.
Bowling for Kids' Sake event. Let's start things off. Tell us a little bit about this year's fundraiser.
Well, this year we're going to switch things up a little bit, and we're going to be in Gillespie at the Super Bowl there. We'll be there on Saturday, February 23rd, and it will be from 2 to 5 o'clock, so middle of the afternoon, maybe more people will be able to attend. This year we have still, like always, have lots of prizes to give away during the event. We have free food. The DJ will be there, and it's going to be a ton of fun. Really looking forward to it.
I have to ask, because I know when this thing first started, it was at the Litchfield Bowl. Then they remodeled. You went from there to the Bolero Lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in Gillespie. What caused the change?
Well, we've been trying to kind of, as I always say, share the love a little bit. Since we are in Macoupin and Montgomery County, we kind of like to, you know, share and let some of the other bowling alleys have a chance to participate as well. And with Litchfield, we had a great time there, and I'd love to go back there again. It's a great alley also. And when they remodeled, it just wasn't going to work. They prefer more tournaments than having something
Absolutely.
Like ours. Because ours is, that's a big thing I need to make sure people understand. It's not a tournament. It's basically a big thank you party.
Mm-hmm.
For people participating and going out and collecting pledges for us ahead of time and bringing that money the day of the event. So it really isn't about bowling at all. Bowling's just something that everyone can do pretty much. It's a family-friendly thing. In the middle of winter, it's kind of nice to stay in where it's warm. And so that's, like I said, it's really, we don't keep score, so it's not a tournament.
And the kids have a lot of fun
doing this.
And it's neat to see, especially the little kids, try the bowl.
Uh-huh, it's funny.
Sometimes it can be hysterical. I wish I had a video camera because I think I could have won $100,000.
Oh, you know, yeah, definitely a YouTube video. But I know my little sister, this is kind of a thing that I think of every year. She, and my little sister is in the program, of course.
Uh-huh.
She had never bowled before until we were matched, and I took her to the bowl for kids' sake that year. Of course, I had to put her to work because I was working, but she had some time to bowl, and she bowled for 3 hours straight, nonstop. And she's a tiny little thing. I thought her arm was going to fall off. She
wow.
is addicted now. So this, you know, every year is a big, big thing for her and her family to come out and bowl.
It's almost something when you watch these youngsters bowl sometimes. They release that ball, you'd swear you could eat a sandwich by the time it gets down to the pins. It's just...
Come on.
But it makes it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes some of the adults, sometimes the way they throw, it can be that way, too.
True.
But it's hard to believe. This is the seventh year for the Bowling for Kids' Sake event. And tell us a little bit, has this event grown throughout the years? Because I've been a part for it in the early stages, and I've kind of helped out here and there since then. Has it grown?
Well, it's kind of had its ups and downs. The first couple years, it was huge. You know, it was something new that no one knew about. And we do this nationally, so every Big Brother, Big Sister organization does it. But the last couple years, it's kind of been a little bit smaller, and I think a lot of it has to do with the economy. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people are afraid to go out and ask other people for money, because right now every organization, every school, every church, everyone is asking for money. So, and I understand that. It really doesn't take that much, though, and it's such a fun event. But, yeah, we've had our ups and downs, and this year is probably going to be one of the most important years that we have as far as our funding needs. So we really need to get some teams going.
Are you required to do a Bowling for Kids' Sake event? Or if you wanted to think outside the box and do something else, are you allowed to do that?
Well, our national office requires us to do it. And it's always been a great fundraiser for us.
Right.
But I would like to change things up a little bit, and I'm sure I'd be allowed to do that, and also do some other fundraisers throughout the year. But since this is our biggest one, we try not to do, like, I know some of the organizations do a fundraiser every month, and I don't want to, you know, get people thinking that every month we have to do something. So I try to do this one since I have to, and then do another one maybe sometime other time of the year. But
and of course that goes down to volunteers. You could have all the fundraisers that you want, but if you don't have the wheels to go along with the activities, it's kind of moot. You got to have the volunteers and the staff to help out with it.
That's right, we do, and we do actually need a couple volunteers this year. Our staffing is kind of low right now in our office, so we do need a couple people that maybe could come and help out that day and sit at a prize table, or which is real simple, or be what we call a lane monitor, where they're watching for during certain frames. If you roll a strike, you get a prize, and we just need somebody to stand there and kind of monitor that. So it's real easy and it's fun, and you know they can join in and get the free T-shirt and the food and have a good time and help out at the same time.
You mentioned this was the seventh year for this event. How long has Big Brothers, Big Sisters been in existence in our area, Magoopin, Montgomery County?
We've actually been here. I was actually hired to get the program up and running, and that was in 2006. It was actually, I'll never forget, it was September 11th of 2006 was the day I was hired. And then, of course, that February we had, in 07, we had our first Bowl for Kids' Sake. So been going ever since then. And this year's actually our 30th anniversary in Springfield for doing Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Wow.
We've been there since 1972, and then Big Brothers Big Sisters nationally has been around for over 100 years.
For our listeners who may not be all that familiar with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, talk a little bit about what actually Big Brothers and Big Sisters do.
Okay, yeah. We are the nation's oldest and largest one-to-one mentoring organization, which means when we match someone up with a child, they spend time one-on-one with that child. We have a couple different programs. Mentoring basically is just being a friend to a child. You're not there to replace their parent. You're not there to be their transportation, nothing like that. You're there just to be their friend, spend time with them, encourage them, be a positive role model to that child. And the children are everywhere from 5 to 14. We have a community-based program, which is for adults over the age of 18 to be matched with the child. And I'm actually in that program. And for instance, with my little sister, I go and I pick her up from school sometimes, and we'll go. And she loves to play skee ball at E52, so we'll do that a lot of times. We'll go to a movie. We'll go out to eat. We'll go to the park. We're planning on going to Cardinals game this year. I got her a Cardinals sweatshirt for Christmas, and that's our big goal this year, is to get to a Cardinals game. Loves Blues hockey. Sometimes we just watch movies and eat popcorn at my house. It just kind of depends. We go to other street festivals and things here. you're supposed to spend 10 to 14 hours a month with the child, but everyone's schedule varies. I'm lucky sometimes if I get to see her once a month. It just depends. Sometimes I go to school at the junior high here in Hillsboro and have lunch with her, and it's a big deal for her, and she gets to show me off to her friends, so it's kind of cute. And then we have the school-based program, which is just exploding this last year, biggest, you know, we've ever had. And we are in the North Mac School up in Verdon. We are in Benilde, Gillespie, Mount Olive, and Hillsboro. And we have a site supervisor that's there every week, and it's high school kids that actually mentor the elementary school kids there, and they're doing a great job. We have some great volunteers, great high school kids this year. And like I said, our programs have just gotten huge.
Does it take a special kid to be a mentor?
In some ways it does. I mean, when they apply for the program, I've had several over the years that I have had to, you know, say, I'm sorry, you're not going to be a very, you know, we're not going to let you be a mentor, because, you know, they don't have to be a straight A student or anything, but right. We do want them to be a positive role model. I always tell them when I go and I do a little lecture on, you know, what it's all about and what it takes to be a mentor, it's like, you know, you need to be a positive role model and a good kid, and I don't want to see you out on the street corner, you know, smoking a cigarette. You know, in a small town, little kids are going to see you. They might run into you at Walmart. They see you and they see your actions. You need to be a positive, a good kid. You need to be consistent. I need you there every single week. These kids need that consistency in their life. They look forward to seeing you every week. So you need to be responsible. So, you know, it's basically finding these kids that, you know, have the time and are willing to make that commitment and be there and do the right thing.
I.e., if you catch them out at a party or something like that, that's probably not a good match idea.
No, it's not.
Absolutely.
But, you know, to kind of weed through that, I do sit down with the principal, and I give them the applications, and I say, help me weed through these. And they'll say, nope, yep. I mean, they know. And
really?
Oh, yes. I'm very picky about who my mentors are. I also do reference checks on every single one of them. They have to have 3 references, and one of them has to be from a teacher or a principal or school administration, like counselor. So I check up on every one of those. And I know, I check into some of these kids. I know who they are. You know, I recognize names. And if I question anything, I'll call up the counselor, whoever, and say, you know, what do you think? And they're usually pretty honest with me and let me know. And we'll kind of, you know, if I have a kid that I think is struggling a little bit, you know, we'll kind of discuss it. How do you think they'd be with a little kid, you know? So
is it easy to get a high school kid involved in the program? Because last time we talked, you had a lot of littles, but the matching or the older individuals to match with the littles was the problem. Are you having a better time getting the high school kids to come out and participate?
We've had pretty good luck this year, and I think a lot of it is because we have some of our bigs that are returning from last year, and they've kind of gotten their friends. It's kind of been word of mouth, which is great in the smaller schools. They'll tell their friends, you know, hey, you know, I'm going on Wednesday to see my little, and then they'll start asking, what do you do? And next thing you know, they want to participate too.
Right.
It is hard. Some of our great mentors are in sports, so we miss out on a lot of those kids because of practices and things. But, yeah, we have done pretty well this year, actually. And I know in Gillespie we've got 5 or 6 bigs that are waiting for littles. So it's kind of the opposite this year.
Okay.
So, and all the schools are different, and so it changes all the time.
Once you match up a mentor with the whoever the child might be, how long does this go on for a period of time? Is it a yearly thing, or how does that work?
For the community-based one, which is the adults, that one we match them for, we hope that they'll stay together for a minimum of a year. And most of the time, if the match is going well, they'll stay together for years and years. I mean, we've had situations where the mentor has been in the child's wedding. I mean, we've got long-term relationships. I anticipate my little sister and I will be together forever, too. But in school-based, it's for the school year. So, and then we, you know, our goal is to keep them matched through the years. So, especially if a high school kid starts freshman year, we hope they'll stay with that same child all 4 years if they can. And a lot of times they do come back with the same child the next August.
I remember the first Bowling for Kids' Sake event that you had at Litchfield. You had your first ever match throw out the first, or roll off the first ball, if you will. Are those two still
They still
in contact? Because I know he's probably...
He's in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the little is in junior high, getting ready to go into high school, but they still contact each other. They're still friends. When the big is from Hillsboro still, and when he comes home from college, they see each other. Okay. They text message each other and play video games and stuff together now, so whenever they can. But they'll be friends forever.
Text messaging. I haven't heard that new technology. Text messaging. It's like Facebook. What's that? I haven't heard of that. I know.
They do all that just to stay in touch with each other now.
And that's good to see that some of the combinations that you're putting together, because I know once a kid leaves high school and they go into college, it's kind of hard, you know, things happen. You know, life happens in college. You know, and there's a lot of opportunity to break off and you don't have time. But to see that there's still that connection and there's still a way to keep in contact, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it's not very often, but they both are busy. And the little brother is super busy in things now with school, now that he's older, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have a lot of that. And then we have some, though, that, you know, that's not the case. But, you know, that happens. So, and if we have a match, like in the adult program, we say, you know, we want them to stay together for a year. If they're not clicking and it's not working, we don't make people stay together. We want it to be good for not only the volunteer, but beneficial to the child as well. So,
is it hard to find adults too?
We have had, yes, it is hard to find adults. We have several kids that are on the waiting list right now. I have a little boy in Witt that's been waiting for a while, great little boy. I have a couple girls in Hillsboro. I have a couple boys in Litchfield. I have some in Gillespie. I have them all over. And then I have the other situation where I have a wonderful, wonderful big sister in Staunton and a wonderful big sister in Carlinville and no little for them. So if anybody has a child in the Staunton or Carlinville area, a little sister in particular, we do have a sister that could be a potential match for them. Can't guarantee it because it depends on personalities and such.
Right.
But
yep. Getting back to the Bowling for Kids' Sake event, the proceeds that are generated through this event, what will that be used for?
All sorts of things. We are in constant need of funding for snacks for our after-school programs. Those kids eat a lot. We go through a lot of snacks every week. We use it to do our background screening. We do criminal background checks on all of our volunteers, and that costs quite a bit of money. We actually do 4 screenings on them. So that covers that. It goes to pay for training, volunteer training manuals, which we have to make up, and that costs quite a bit. It goes sometimes for mileage for our site supervisors when they have to take children home. Mm-hmm. We have some children that every once in a while a situation comes up and we may need to give them a ride. All sorts of things. It goes for just our general, you know, costs of games, crafts, because the crafts they take home, you know, they make them and take them home every week. They're not reusable like the games. But, you know, arts and crafts supplies, just all sorts of things.
What about when you match up people helping with things like homework and stuff like that? Do they get involved in this also?
Yes. The high school students help with homework when it's needed, and then a lot of my community-based adult bigs also do. I know I've spent many times helping my little sister study spelling words. And she always, every time she gets in the car with me, the first thing she says is what she got on her spelling test, and it's a big deal now, you know. And so, and I even have bigs who will reward their littles, you know, okay, if you let me see your grades, and they even stay in contact with the teachers and work with them to get extra help, and say, as a reward, maybe we'll go to get an ice cream cone or something this week, you know. So we've got, education is really important.
Or like you, as a mentor, can maybe go to a teacher and say, hey, look, what does my little sister, what does she need help with?
Definitely. We have a lot that do that. Mm-hmm. And we even encourage the high school kids to do that. So, you know, that's great.
We're at the 30th of January here. The Bowling for Kids' Sake event will be February 23rd at the Gillespie Lanes, is what we mentioned earlier. Where are we at right now in that process? Are you sending out applications for the teams to participate this year? Where are we at?
Great question. Yes, we have our team packets that are all ready to go, And we already have a few teams signed up, but we still have room for about 15 teams. So all a person needs to do is give me a call. And my number is 217-753-1216. And I can get them a team packet, which consists of your team consists of 4 to 6 players. And it can be family members, even little kids. And each person on the team, then the team captain will give a pledge sheet to. And each person goes out and collects pledges and brings them the day of the event. They have a team roster in that packet for them to fill out, and they give that to me so I can – it's all organized. So when they walk in the door, we tell them what lane they're on, what time they're bowling. They can have a team name. They can wear funky T-shirts. Some of them wear goofy wigs. I mean, you know, we had a hair a beauty salon one year that put pink strips in their hair and wore T-shirts that had their business name on them. So people have a lot of fun with it. So we need some more teams.
Is there a theme for this year?
It's called iBowl. And it has like the, you know, the iPhone, which is like really big right now. And it says we have an app for that. So it's, yeah. So the T-shirts are actually really cool this year. They're like a royal blue with the white like iPhone like logo
right,
on them that
right.
say, yeah, it's. It's really cool.
I don't know, that incredible.
That was fun.
That was a neat one.
Yeah, and last year was the Vegas theme. So yeah, we do have a new theme every single year.
And do you come up with that, or does corporate or the higher ups come up with that?
Our national office usually comes up with a couple different things, and this year we kind of changed ours a little bit because we had seen the iBowl thing somewhere else, so we thought it was kind of neat since that was a big thing right now. So mm-hmm. we kind of came up with that and make our own T-shirt designs and stuff. So
it seems like everything's ready to go for this year's Bowling for Kids' Sake event. It's hard to believe. Time flies. 7 years for this mm-hmm. event, and you know, retrospect. I knew you were coming on here, and I was doing some reflecting a little bit how far this program has come in this area. Because I remember Mark Brazel coming up to me
yes.
one day out of the blue, saying, "Hey, I got this idea. Can we talk about it?" And it, lo and behold, it was Big Brothers Big Sisters, and that baby just ballooned to where it is. Is now, I mean, in fact, you're what, into Macoupin County? You're touching into Christian County now. I mean, this thing has taken off by leaps and bounds.
It has, and we're seeing more and more of a need for children in the program. I don't know if it has to, I'm assuming it probably has a little bit to do with the economy and things that have been going on. You know, more parents are working 2 jobs or they're struggling because they're not working and they can't afford to take their kids and do things with them. So, yeah, we're getting calls every day for more and more kids wanting to be in the program. So.
And it's a great effort, and it's a great idea. And, Lisa, I appreciate you coming in, and best of luck on this year's Bowling for Kids' Sake event. I hope this helps out with the finances and everything that you need to keep this program strong and moving forward in the future. And, again, anyone seeking more information about this year's Bowling for Kids' Sake event, give us the numbers again and all the details.
Okay, you can reach me at area code 217-753-1216, or you can go on to our website, which is www.bbbscapitalregion.org.
All right. Lisa, it's always a pleasure, my friend. And Uncle Ralph, nice to have you back again, as always, my friend. And we will talk to you next week on the Wednesday Talk Show. We're lining up quite a few guests along the
way. Yeah, we got some good ones coming in, just as we have today. And just one final comment. This is a very important, Big Brothers Big Sisters, very important organization, because what is more valuable than the youngsters? You know, we've got to take care of them and see that they get an education and see that they get a break and get a start.
Absolutely. Uncle Ralph,
Thank you.
Talk to you next week. And for our listeners, that's it for the Wednesday Talk Show. We'll talk to you next week. So long.